This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of the news, the headlines first. 76th anniversary of Communist Party of Nepal marked organizing various programs. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli clarifies Education Minister Bidya Bhattarai's resignation was due to her health issues, not because of disagreement. Board meeting of National Examination Board decides to conduct grade 12 examinations on scheduled date. Board urges all stakeholders to create a feasible environment to conduct examination, and gold hits record high as Trump calls US Central Bank boss a major loser. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and CPN-UML Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli said that the unwavering commitment and activeness of leadership towards national aspiration of development and good governance has strengthened the movement and the party. Addressing a program organized today to mark the 76th establishment day of the Communist Party of Nepal, CPN-UML Chairperson Oli said the leadership was perpetually working to consolidate the movement and make UML the popular party among the people. The Prime Minister urged the people not to get in dilemma about the present political systems. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said that Bidya Bhattarai resigned from her position as Minister for Education, Science and Technology due to her health issues. The Prime Minister clarified that Bhattarai's resignation was not a result of any lack of cooperation from his side, as some media reports had suggested. The Prime Minister also expressed objection over the linking of the ongoing visit of Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba to Bangkok to potential efforts to destabilize the incumbent government. However, Oli reiterated that as per the bilateral agreement, he would hand over the position of Prime Minister to Deoba after 15 months. Chairperson of CPN Maoist Center Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said the unity among the communists is the need of the hour. During his address to a program organized at the party office today, marking the 76th establishment day of Nepal Communist Party and the 156th birth anniversary of Vladimir Lenin, the founder of Russian Communist Party today, Chairperson Dahal said it is not just a historic coincidence but also a source of inspiration that the establishment of the Nepal Communist Party and Lenin's birth anniversary fall on the same day. The National Examinations Board NEB has decided to conduct the grade 12 examinations on the scheduled date, that is from the 24th of April. A meeting of the board held at Sanu Timi today decided to conduct the examinations on the set date and urged the students not to get confused about it. Controller of Examinations Krishna Sharma said the board decided to conduct the examination on time even by mobilizing the government employees if the teachers did not cooperate in conducting the exams. The decision has been taken to conduct the examination by giving the responsibility to the District Examination Coordination Committee in each district under the coordination of Chief District Officer for not hampering the preparations of the students. The ongoing movement of the Confederation of Nepalese Teachers and its decision not to cooperate in administering the examination created confusion among the students and parents regarding the schedule of grade 12 examination. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has expressed his commitment to support the people of Thamer region who are suffering due to climate change, extending his best wishes to the conference titled Ascending Summit Dialogue for Climate Justice, organized in Thamer village of the Everest region on the eve of Sagarmatha Sambat. Today, Prime Minister Oli expressed his hope that the conclusions obtained from such a conference on climate change organized in Thame will make the discussion of Sagarmatha Sambad meaningful and result-oriented. On the occasion of International Earth Day, the program was organized in the flood-affected area of Thame with the direct involvement of the three levels of government. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Kharka and Visiting Indian Minister for Power, Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal Khattar jointly inspected the Arun Third Hydropower Project in Sankhua Sabha today. Indian Minister Khattar, who arrived in Nepal today on a two-day visit, joined Minister Kharka on an on-site visit to the powerhouse and dam of the Arun Third Hydropower Project under construction with Indian investment. On the occasion, they also jointly inaugurated Unit 2 of the project and planted trees in the project premises. During the inspection, the two ministers acquired information from the contractor company about the progress so far and challenges of the project. Energy Minister Kharka thanked the Indian government for its support in the development of Nepal's energy sector. Three minors have died while their mother is battling to survive in a suspected act of mass suicide in Yadukuha of Shahid Nagar Municipality 5 in Dhanusa. District Police Office Chief and Senior Superintendent of Police Bhuvaneshwar Tiwari said the incident took place last night where the three children died on the spot while the mother was rescued to be taken to the hospital. Sushil Sa's 6-year-old son Aditya, 4-year-old daughter Akriti and 2-year-old daughter Aruti died after reportedly consuming poison. Mother Pavitra Shah is undergoing treatment with ventilator support at the Janakpur Dham Provincial Hospital. Police said further investigation into the incident is underway. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Play Store वा App Store बाट सजिले नेपाल टेलिकम को App डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ.
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Bheri Hospital in Nepalgunj has launched the service for kidney transplant beginning today. Hospital's chief and medical superintendent Dr. Nirajan Subedi said it is the first time the hospital is transplanting kidney onto patients. The hospital has planned to undertake at least one transplant in a month and the service will be expanded gradually. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The price of gold hits a new all-time record high on Tuesday as investors seek out so-called safe haven assets. According to the BBC, the price hit $3,500 per ounce. With Donald Trump's trade war and recent falls in the stock markets, gold is seeing high prices as more people are interested in keeping their money protected in a solid investment. Meanwhile, US stocks and the dollar plunged on Monday after US President Donald Trump attacked the US Central Bank boss Jerome Powell, who he labeled a major loser for failing to cut interest rates. Trump urged Jerome Powell, who he called a major loser, to cut interest preemptively to help boost the economy. After the losses in the US major stock exchanges yesterday, trading across the rest of the world was a lot calmer. Pope Francis' body will be moved to St. Peter's Basilica for public mourning on Wednesday with his funeral planned for Saturday, the Vatican confirmed this morning. According to the BBC, US President Donald Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and French President Emmanuel Macron are among those planning to attend the funeral. The Vatican released an image of Pope Francis in an open coffin in the chapel of Casa Santa Marta. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kochi province and the hilly regions of Kentucky province and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kochi and Kentucky provinces. There are also chances of light rainfall or snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kochi and Kentucky provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 76th anniversary of Communist Party of Nepal marked organizing various programs. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli clarifies Education Minister Bidya Bhattarai's resignation was due to her health issues, not because of disagreement. Board meeting of National Examination Board decides to conduct grade 12 examinations on scheduled date. Board urges all stakeholders to create a feasible environment to conduct examination, and gold hits record high as Trump calls U.S. Central Bank boss a major loser. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.